Well, for more on the Russian President Vladimir Putin's upcoming visit to China and what this means for the growing Moscow-Beijing partnership amid shifting global power dynamics, we're joined by Leonid Savin, a chief analyst at the Sargard Institute, joining us live from Moscow, Russia. Sir, thank you so much for joining us here at Asia One today. So President Putin's visit comes immediately after President Trump's high-profile trip to Beijing. How significant is the timing of this visit, and what message are Moscow and Beijing trying to send to Washington?
This visit is not a surprise because it was announced, it was planned before, and the symbolical date, 25 years of Sargard declaration about friendship and cooperation between Russia and China. But what is important, yes, it's just a few days after visit of American President Donald Trump, and Russian officials are already told that will be kind of exchange of opinion about agenda of visit of Donald Trump to China. So Russian president is more successful from this point of view. And of course, leaders of Russia and China visit each other every year, not like Donald Trump, because it's just second visit. First time he fly to China during the first presidential term. And of course, this will be kind of symbolical message to United States.
And so the Kremlin says Putin and Xi Jinping will discuss strengthening their comprehensive strategic partnership. How deep has the Russia-China alliance become in the current global geopolitical environment?
There is three levels, for my opinion. First, the last time Putin told that our relation on highest level. So how to imagine more highest level that it's already exists. So probably it's mean something more deep and more serious, maybe some kind of military cooperation. And they planned that some documents will be signed during the visit of Putin and big delegation together with Russian president. Second, from my opinion, is important that first declaration about multipolarity was signed between Russia and China in 1997. So for decades, we are going into this direction. And of course, now both China and Russia support idea of global multipolarity. So it kind of background of this and other visits of Putin to China. And third is a kind of official tactical levels and already announced that it will be a year of education, both in China and Russia this year and next year too. And it will be kind of inauguration, official inauguration of this project between Russia and China.
And so alongside security and diplomacy, economic and trade cooperation is also high on the agenda. How important is China for Russia economically, especially under the continued Western sanctions?
Our relations is economically not equal, of course, and China needs some energetic resources from Russia, mostly oil, gas, some products, and Russia needs some technical equipment, some technologies and for communications, for microelectronics. We got from China cars because of Western sanctions, and some kind of special export items for Russia. And I think that we will enlarge cooperation in technical sphere because it's also about education. And China interested in more Russian resource, access to Arctic that can Russia provide to China and also through Arctic sea route and direction to Europe, for example. It's that mean economic cooperation. And the other issues deals more about international scale and our interest and other regions and international security.
And so both leaders are expected to exchange views on key international and regional issues. Which global conflicts or strategic matters do you think will dominate the Putin-Xi talks?
For Russia and China, the most important conflicts that happens in Eurasia. I mean, Ukrainian crisis and Palestine and Lebanon, and I mean, Israel aggressions and also Iran. Of course, because Hormuz Strait is a very important route of different energy resources, both for China, also for Russia. We have good relation with Iran and also with Arabic countries in regions. Both powers interested to stop this conflict provoked by United States and Israel. Of course, we respect sovereignty of Islamic Republic of Iran, and we need to find new decision and for this kind of regional reconstruction. China need energetic resource both from Iran and Arabic Gulf countries, not only oil and gas, and China needs, for example, gallium gas, and not China, also Japan, because it depends on production of microelectronics, and it depends to produce fertilizers in many regions. So this crisis is impacted on global scale. And besides that, of course, Africa and Latin America are also in focus of Russian and Chinese interests, because we are presented there, and the United States now try to push out both Russia and China. So I think it also will be discussed, and especially because after what happens in Venezuela, because there was strong Chinese presence, and China got oil from Venezuela. And also treats from United States to Cuba also is very important to discuss this issue between Russia and China. Both countries provided humanitarian assistance and oil and solar panels, some food from Russia and China. So I think it will be also on agenda during the meeting between Putin and Xi Jinping.